goes on, it says in the Honduras, and this was the portion that the gentleman sent to me. Listen to this. It says, in March of 2007, TMAI newsletter, as headlines read, a visit from the vice president. The article gives an account of a visit of vice president of Honduras, Elvin Santos, made to the MEDA facilities in January 2007. The following quote is from the article by Pastor Adrian Donato of MEDA, a graduate of the Master's College and the Master's Seminary. The secret police came about an hour before the vice president was to arrive. Here's the quote. Eventually, the vice president came over the mountains in his thunderous blasting helicopter. He touched down on the MEDA soccer field and was surrounded by military and secret service as he came over to shake the hands and greet our families and the MEDA personnel. Now, if you know anything about that, that's the way high-powered people meet, governmental people meet, and that's the same kind of people that I saw protecting MacArthur when he got into that limo. See, because when in Rome, you got to do as the Romans do.
I can imagine.
See what I'm talking about?
Well, and the other point that we were talking about is, where's the trust in the Lord? Do you know the Lord?
Right.
If you know the Lord, do you know that you are appointed a time to die? That time is not going to change.
But
you're not going to add a moment to it. Michael Jackson tried to with his oxygen chamber. That failed. And you're not going to subtract anything from it. It is appointed unto man a time to die, and after that, the judgment. And so we can't alter that. And so we either believe God is going to protect us, and he's going to make the gun jam. He's going to, you know, make
or
the guy miss.
Or he's going to take you out.
Or he's going to take you out. And if he took you out,
you
it's because that was God's will.
Right. You don't even
care. And so what are you protecting yourself with bodyguards and all that stuff?
You see, and when you play with the big boys, it's just like being in the Masons.
Yes.
You've got to do what they do.
Right.
You've got to show the signs. You got to show that you are loyal to the company. You've got to do that. And one of the things that they teach these pastors when they get into that position, well, you've got to show yourself a person of power now.
Yes.
You can't operate like just
right.
a regular
you can't, well,
Joe.
Right. You can't.
Right. Especially since we're giving
you
money.
You can't do your own shopping at the local shopping market.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Because you got to protect their money that they're giving you to work their game. See what I'm talking about?
Right.
And that's what happens when you take money from these people. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you folk listening because we've been talking almost an hour and a half. I know you folk don't want to hear this because you've developed this hero mentality. Yeah. I told you I ain't got no heroes but Jesus. And I want you to get just like me. And what a lot of you people need to do, if you go to Grace and you know somebody that go to Grace, you need to challenge them on that. You need to challenge MacArthur on that. You need to tell him to step down from that mess. And then if he won't step down, stop supporting the mess that he's supporting. And I got his commentaries. I'm going to read them because it's the word of God. Good Greek exegesis. But I lose respect in the man when he's doing stuff like that. I just lose respect for him. I'll go to another commentary before I go to his.
And as far as his resources are concerned, again, just keep it in mind. All these Christian resources. Number one, look at all the money you're spending. Look how much money you can save by not going to the Christian bookstore and finding the latest book about light or hope or does God make any sense? And get rid of all that stuff because it's going to save you money, number one, and then spend the time that you were reading that and read the Word of God. Because that reading the Word of God and only that, spending time with Him, is where the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you through the Word what He's emphasizing in your life and what particular needs you have, what particular healings you have as far as hurt or anxieties or whatever. You know, the peace that passes all understanding, it only comes through communing with Him and His Word doesn't come from reading MacArthur's latest book.
You know what? I've already hear some of them right now, guys, saying, wait a minute. Who do you guys believe in? Well, let me answer the question of the skeptic. I don't believe in any human being here that sets themselves up as my big brother. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his word, the Holy Bible. That's what I believe in. Now, if someone breaks those rules, I don't care how good they think they are. I don't care about the work that they do. It's not about who I believe in. It's about who am I serving. I'm serving Christ. I'm not serving a church, an organization. I'm not serving an idea. I'm not into a globalist mindset in my Christian faith. I am an independent thinker. I love Christ. Look, when Christ came to me, he didn't come with a group of nobody.
Right.
When he spoke to me, he didn't come with no group.
No.
You know, I didn't put my hand in the hand of the pastor and all that kind of stuff. When he asked me to come forward, my aunt had to hunch me because I said, what are you hunching me for? She said, he's saying, come down if you want to be baptized. Oh, okay. Does the Bible command that? Yes. That's why I went down. Mm-hmm. I didn't go down there just to shake his hand and right. be a member of the church. I had no idea what it meant to be a member of a stupid church. See, it's not about that. I joined Christ first, and I've always been that way. The problem in church is when you visit these big mega churches and you get sucked into what these guys are doing to you, and Christ has never become your Lord. That's why that guy last night, Mark, was right. having difficulty with us
yes.
because he has never allowed Christ to become his Lord. Mm-hmm. He keeps telling me how good of a teacher I am. And I'm telling him, man, you got to find that out on your own.
Well, and again, you got to direct him to the scripture where it says, as you were saying, you don't trust any man, you only trust God.
Right.
And the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in man
yes.
and makes flesh his arm. In yeah. other words, his strength comes out of human flesh because
right.
human flesh is not strong.
Right.
And man will fail you every single time. The only one that won't fail you is Christ. Christ the Lord will never fail you, never leave you, never forsake you, never fail you, always faithful. All the other ones fall short. And so as soon as you're putting that pastor on the pedestal, you need to take them off the pedestal and knock down the pedestals.
And you can tell if they're really a true godly pastor and loves you and loves the Lord because they won't put their henchmen out on you. In other words, when you raise the question about what they're doing in those churches, about all this books and that money and all that stuff that is unnecessary in this day and age, there's been enough books written about the Bible. Mm-hmm. We need to, all the pastors should do is tell the people to read their Bibles and not to read their own personal books.
Right.
When a pastor tells a person to read the book that he wrote on the subject matter, there's something wrong with that. You need to challenge that professing pastor and say, we think you ought to put more emphasis upon our reading the Bible and not reading your book. Because every time you do a radio program, you're selling a book. Mm-hmm. What about the pastors that do a radio program that can't write a book, that don't have, like myself, writing skills? Why are people...
No, these guys don't write their own books.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they have transcribers doing it.
No, they've got ghostwriters. They kind of look at the overview or the over outline or whatever, but they actually have paid professional writers to write books.
So
that's why they crank out so many books. Just think about it. How much time does MacArthur have when he's preparing sermons and he's doing midweek studies and he's doing
traveling,
all of that stuff? How does he have time to write?
That is evil. He's a businessman, Bob. That's not a pastor. That's a businessman.
That's my point. He's doing it the way the world does it.
Man, that is a businessman.
He probably doesn't have the linguistic skills to write a book. A properly written book.
Oh, my God, man. And the church has been taken in by this stuff.
The way it's done.
Man, we've been pimped. We have been pimped royally. Mm-hmm. Now,
yes.
It's time for the real church to stand up and say, pimp me no more. All right, that's it. Well, yep, an hour and 30 minutes.
Remember a while ago, Chuck Smith had... There was something that came out in the book that he didn't want, and it had to be changed or this, that, and the other thing. Remember? One of the
Something like that. I forgot what it was, but there was...
I recall that controversy. Yeah. And they had to reprint the book or something.
Right.
I had to take that out.
They
because,
had to pull it. Yeah. They had to pull the book pull it. Because they it had something it. In there that... I think it was written by... I think it was part of the rift with him and Junior.
Yes.
And where Junior wrote something in the book and Chuck Smith hadn't really...
Reviewed it
and whatever, and it came out for publication, and then it really didn't align with Chuck's views. So it, but see, and so that's the whole point. These things are not being.
And look, primarily, would the Holy Spirit agree with this kind of nonsense? Right. Well, of course he would not.
No.
Christ
and,
would.
Okay, and then let me ask you this.
Okay.
Simple question. The book comes out with the section that's in error. So was the Holy Spirit involved in the writing of that book?
You know better than that. You know, because the Holy Spirit is not involved. If there's one error in the Bible, and I mean doctrinal thing, not a you know how many numbers or things like that.
Right.
Not talking about numerical misquoting, but
which is actually like a mistranscription, actually, rather than a true biblical error.
Absolutely. If someone said that Jesus didn't rise from the dead in a particular book in the Bible, well, then you would cancel out the whole book.
Right.
Because that book is, wait a minute, this book is over 2,000 years,
right.
And you got all these writers saying that he rose from the dead, and then you got one guy saying that the Holy Spirit was in him, and Jesus didn't rise from the dead. It doesn't make any sense at all. And that's how you people come to know this. Now, some of you, again, may be saying of me and Bob and Mark, well, the Holy Spirit's not in you, because some of you are going to say, well, did you contact MacArthur before you thought about doing that show? Look, you go on their website and read this mess yourself, and then you try to he's not concerned about nobody contacting him.
No.
He knows these things. Man, these people know what they're doing. You've been duped. It's time to stop following them. I mean, if you want to go to a good website, you know, fundamentalist Baptist website, Bible Discernment Ministries. I went to that website years ago and got permission to even, when I first started doing radio, I got his permission to use his stuff. He and another brother, they've investigated all these Christian ministries. You're not going to see my name on there being a heretic, because I am only going to say what the Bible says. I'm not going to start opening up with my views and my thoughts on this. And then some governmental agency comes to me. Don't you want something big? I said, I want you to make a big dust storm to get out of my face. Anybody come to you showing you how to grow your ministry up, that is not of God. The Holy Spirit grows up the ministry, and he grows you up to cause you to become crucified. Well, all right. Theme music, I think we've done it. It's been a great time. Bob, you got some closing comments. You want to give them some advice?
Well, it's the same usual advice. We just recommend you get back in the Bible and stop getting sidetracked. Don't follow men, follow God. Don't get sidetracked by the books and the tapes and the DVDs. And just get back to studying the Word of God. Praying that the Holy Spirit will give you that enlightenment and spend that time communing with him.
And let me end up and say this. You're going to have a tendency to want to share this webcast with your friends. They're going to think we're crazy. They're going to think that the man that sent us this, I thought he was crazy when he first sent it to me. And I want to say to the gentleman that sent it to me right now, it isn't that I was afraid to look at the material. It was that I didn't want to look at it. See, Bob, that's what I'm talking about, man. When something is so devastating to you, you don't want to see that.
Yeah.
You don't want to see that because you see the church falling in all these areas. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at it, you've got to say, hey, man, what is this?
Right.
And then you just accept it. So that's what I would ask you folk to do. Look at it yourself and accept it. Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Mark,
thank
for
you
showing
very
up
much,
tonight.
Pastor. Thank you.
It's good having you guys here. Well, you guys know the drill. Until we meet again, and until you want to listen to another controversial subject, Bob and I and Mark would ask you to do one cotton-picking thing.
Stay into the Word.
Amen. Good night. God bless.
Bob,
Poppy. Poppy.